Okay, we're back here on the Happy Time Show. Suzanne Moore and Paul Pickett, and now via telephone, nope. Mark Johnson. Mark.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How's Mark doing?
Mark's doing good. I got my cup of coffee and got my feet propped up, and I'm ready to go.
Hey, sounds like a guy that's got it made.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, thank you for getting up for us, too, because you're, what, an hour behind us, I believe? You're in Nashville?
I am. Okay. That's okay. I've got three kids that get up early in the morning to go to school, so that's not unusual for me.
Okay. Mark, of course, you're a local guy, formerly from this area. Where are you now?
I'm in Kingston Springs, Tennessee, which is about 20 miles west of downtown Nashville.
All right.
I've been in Middle Tennessee for almost 30 years now.
All right. Suzanne, I'm going to turn it over to you and Paul now with questions about experiencing the adventure.
Well, sure. We're very excited to hear all about Mark's adventure. Doofus Dad does Everest Base Camp, and I'm sure Mark can explain the title for you.
Mark, I didn't mean to laugh, but that's good.
Well, trust me, it's not intended to be a serious thing. So,
well, it is really a good book, and one reason why we have Mark on is Mark is going to be at the Ashe County Library on Tuesday, March 26th at 5:30 to 6:30, and Mark's going to start talking about his book, going up to Everest Base Camp. But this is the Friends of the Library who are bringing Mark in, and it's our first nighttime presentation. So that's exciting. Mark, I'm not sure where we want to go from this. Do you want to just start off in the book? I have questions. First of all, it's a great read. It's very easy. It talks about your adventures going up to Everest Base Camp with Holly, and there are 15 total trekkers and 5 Sherpas. And
right. Well, this whole thing was a surprise to me. The idea of going to Everest Base Camp was a bucket list item for us. But it's one of those things that you never really expect to happen. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of things that had to fall into place for this to happen for us. And the book itself actually was a surprise too. And when I was on the trip, I was taking notes and I was writing. Every single night when I would get into the tea house lodge, I was taking notes, but I intended all that to be to be in a blog form. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until a month or so after I got back that the idea of a book occurred to me, and it's just been wonderful. It's been a blast, and the whole Doofus Dad thing, that's actually a kind of a brand that I blog under, and I tend to be a humor writer, and that title is meant to reflect how our popular culture kind of views fathers as doofuses in, mm-hmm. in popular media, and I wanted to kind of play on that, and in my case, it's pretty much correct. But
well, Mark, I think our kids label us that way too.
They absolutely do, yeah. So, it really doesn't matter what you achieve in life and how cool you ever were at any point in your life. As soon as you have teenage kids, all that goes out the window, and you immediately become a doof.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
And you also have the minivan to go with that.
Right, right. So as far as the book went, I wanted to write something from a very common man's viewpoint of in the subtitle of the book is actually one of Earth's epic adventures told by a slightly less than epic guy, and that's exactly how I wanted to approach it, which was just let people know that even a doofus like me can achieve something that is epic and is something that most people might think, oh, I could never do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that if you want something bad enough, you can do it. So that's kind of why I wrote the book.
So I guess we just need to continue to dream, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And not only dream, but make these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in your dreams.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
I was going to believe in your dreams.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay. And Mark, you are coming to the library. Well, Suzanne touched on that a moment ago. 5:30. That's on a Tuesday, March 26th. And what, can folks just come out and see you?
Yeah, what I've got is about an hour-long presentation where I will be both reading from the book. I'll be reading copy that I've written specifically for this event, and all of that will be accompanied by video and photography that we shot in the fall on the way to base camp. So it's a lot more than just a book reading. It's more of a visual event.
It's also,
in addition to the book.
I would also imagine it's a chance to people to come out in the county to see you. Maybe you haven't seen it in a while, but it's also a chance
absolutely. Just putting this thing out there has been great because, you know, I graduated from Ash Central High School in 1984, and a lot of those people I haven't seen since graduation night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm wildly excited about seeing my old buddies and stuff. So anybody that's there, that's in town and can come out, I hope you can, and we'll have a great time.
Okay. Mark, you're still a youngster, though. You're a couple of years younger than I am, but do you still have your beard that I see in this picture?
I've whittled it down a little bit. I decided to take it down to a big goatee.
Okay.
In all honesty,
I would not have recognized you in this picture.
He's looking at your flyer. I printed off one of the flyers that's also at the library when you first come in to circulation desk. Hey, Mark, will you also bring pictures of the Yeti scalp, or is that something that was only friends? See?
I can't remember if I've got the Yeti scalp in the presentation or not, but I'll tell you what, just for you, I'll put it in there.
All right. We're a little
absolutely.
Mystery. Bigfoot, Yeti, they're all distant cousins. Sasquatch.
And, you know, I'll tell you right quick that experience for me, I talk about it in the book, but I'm a huge Bigfoot guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had read about that Yeti scalp for 40 years. So seeing that was a huge deal for me. It was like Nirvana to see the Yeti scalp, you know.
Well, Mark, if you can pick up one and bring it with you, that would be nice. Paul wants to wear it.
Yes. Mark, we both have the same hairstylist, I think.
Okay, right.
And also...
Sorry about that.
Well, you know, some heads were meant to just be bald, I think, is the best way to put that. So,
I'm also interested in finding out about your current book that you're writing, Shemute.
I'm really excited about the current book, and it is untitled, but
okay.
That book will it's a memoir about my days as a musician in the 1990s in the Nashville music scene. And specifically about a couple months that I spent in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands playing music down there. So it's a little more of a novel type of a mm-hmm. book. It's a lot. It's very different from this, but it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
All right.
Well, I'm not sure how much time we have or if we need a break, but you're coming up on the year anniversary of the actual the track.
Yes.
So
I am.
What, after a year passed, what are your favorite memories? Just a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh. You know, just landing our flight into the village of Leuklä, into the airport that's known as the world's most dangerous airport, that was crazy. That was really exciting.
Yeah.
Just getting out on the trail, the first suspension bridges that we crossed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first yaks that we passed and all of that was, I don't know if I can pick one particular thing, but
sure.
It was amazing. And, of course, our first view of Mount Everest mm-hmm. was kind of mind-boggling as well.
All right.
So those great experiences.
Well, Mark, we do appreciate you taking time to call in this morning and chat with us, and we look forward to seeing you at the Ashe County Public Library coming up on March 26th. And
I also believe that's your birthday, too. Is that correct?
It is. It is my birthday, yeah. Okay. It'll be kind of crazy.
It'll be a party.
It will. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Doofus Dad, thanks again for calling in, okay? We appreciate it.
Thank you all for having me. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mark. Look forward to seeing you on the 26th of March.
Same here.
Take care. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Y'all take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll be back with more from Paul and Suzanne here in just a moment.